Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We should be saying extra read all about it. This story has been in the rumor mill and much speculation around it over the last few months. But earlier today, confirmation that Qatar Airways has bought a 25% stake in South Africa's SA Airlink. Now, this comes after months of deliberations. And if you do recall, earlier this year, we did witness that Qatar Airlines itself had actually recorded record profits upwards of $1 billion. To unpack this with us now further and help us contextualize these numbers and, of course, much more about the deal and the outcomes that this will likely have on the industry, we're joined by aviation specialist as well as guest aviation analyst, Phuthego Mojapele. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Phuthego.
Good evening, Gugu, and to your Kaya FM listeners.
Fantastic. Are you surprised by this move, despite the fact that it's been in the rumor mill for quite some time?
Look, it has been a Qatar Airways strategy to penetrate African market, and it has been demonstrated through their increased stake on the Rwandan Air when they acquire 49 stake on the Rwanda Air, and they seems to be very much aggressive in trying to increase their liquidity within the African skies. And I think this is more to do with the competition that they want to increase. You would remember that they have a stiff competition between the Emirates as well as the Ethiopian Airlines. So they also want to just have a firm grip on the southern tip of Africa. And I think this increase of the stakes within the industry, particularly for us in South Africa on the Airlink, it is a very good step in the right direction for them.
Help us understand, again, this is a significant deal and a step in the right direction. What are the benefits for an organization like Airlink here, I guess, seeing increased traffic and put through from Qatar with international guests?
Airlink has a broader footprint in the southern tip of Africa, including the east as well, from South Africa, both from Cape Town and Johannesburg. And they also go to the most difficult areas to get into. They are able to get there. So the feeder program of the Qatar Airways coming out of Doha to Cape Town, Johannesburg, Airlink being the carrier to take the passengers to the rest of other destination within Southern Africa. It is a strategic position of the Qatar Airways. And I think for Airlink, it's going to be beneficial. You'll remember that Airlink CEO, together with the Global Airways, which owns Lyft, they went to International Licensing Council complaining about the stake that is being acquired or of the SAF Air of about 75%. And that was an advantage to SAF Air. They were able to do whatever they want to do in terms of dominating the market. And whereas Airlink did not have any financial backing from any international partners. Now, this is going to come very much handy for them, and we would even see the prices dropping because the competition would now be very much leveled against the two giants in South African skies, which is Airlink and SAF Air. And I do believe that Roger Foster and his team have really, this one, they have done it very well. And I think that's what we need in our industry, to be able to utilize. If we can't beat them, let's utilize their strength to strengthen our industry within our shores.
Speaking of their strength, their balance sheet is incredibly strong here, Phuthego. You might recall earlier this year, around June, Qatar Airlines Airways had actually recorded its strongest financial performance in its 27-year history. Record profits of well over $1.7 billion. Now, they cash flush, but I'm keen to understand what kind of investments we can further expect that will be tangible in Airlink, as well as the passenger experience that we're anticipating.
Well, the improvement of the fleet is something that is important, and also to also adopt the look and feel and the kind of the offering that the Qatar Airways is offering their customers when they are on board their fleet. And I think for more importantly for us as South Africa, is to basically position us in the industry to say, look, we know that the SAA is not doing as much as it would like to do. And I think this is an opportunity for us to now start raising the bar in a form of Air Link, because it is a carrier that has always been going out far from where we are. So I do believe that, for Qatar, it's a good investment. We know that they have done very well under the circumstances, the issues that they had with the Airbus degradation on the A350 fleet that was that caused their serious issues, and they were not able to operate their entire fleet because of that issues. But they have managed to really push it to the level in which they ended up producing positive results on their balance sheet. So I am pretty much sure and confident that despite any regulatory issues that may come, the Air Link will succeed if there's not going to be any regulatory issues that may come out of this. We know they still need to go through Competition Commission. Mm. They still need to come through International Licensing Council as well as the domestic. All those processes, I'm sure that Roger has done his homework, and he's a seasoned aviator. He should be able to pass that test very easily for him.
Roger Foster, they're the CEO of Air Link, as you're mentioning, sounding very optimistic about this particular deal. It's interesting you mentioned the regulatory concerns, because naturally we know that Labour also has been very vocal, especially within the aviation space in South Africa. 25% stake is intriguing. Is there an interlink and an interplay we should be mindful of here, that they're going in at a minority stake? Just to, I guess, does this help them manage some of the competition and regulatory hurdles that might come to the fore?
Look, in South Africa, we do have a regulatory requirement for airlines that you cannot sell above 50% threshold of the stake within your airline to an international player. Mm-hmm. Now, that is why we find Air Link took SAFAir to International Licensing Council to complain about 75% stake that is being owned by international investors into SAFAir. Now, the only thing that could happen here is to play within regulatory framework for them to be able to increase capacity in terms of the shareholding, but they can't go beyond what the South African law requires them to do. But at the same time, we're quite confident that the little that they're going to put into or invest into this, the South African Air Link, it would then give boost into our industry. Even the Labour, I'm sure they would accept and be appreciative that the surety of the cash injection is going to be something that is going to be available for the airline. We won't be seeing the airlines falling off the skies that like we have seen it for the past couple of years. At least it will be a steady increase in terms of the operational within the South African borders. So we should be fine. We should be okay. I think this is a very good step in the right direction.
Perfect. Putekgole, looking forward to seeing how this story does unfold and develop. And we'll be touching base with you soon to hear more.
Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Thank you. That's aviation analyst Putekgo Mojapele giving us more details on the deal that has been struck by Qatar Airlines, essentially owned by the Qatari government, identified as the best airline in the world by Skytrax back in 2024. And earlier this year actually reported a stellar shootout results in terms of profitability, its highest level of profit at 1.7 billion rand in its 27-year history. So I think if there was a partner that we were looking for in aviation, why not partner with the best? 25% stake there in Air Link.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.